Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest victim to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, heard the mother, brother missed him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shake. The high guy in 8-bit, the eyes smoke. Rap terror, four chrome and terror. Five by deliverance, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy 695, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So whom it may concern, Junior Mafia is the click. Act up, I have my honey total bustle.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
That's right.
Oh, can't you see?
my body, you be laced up. Vanilla Tracy, he's a Bugatti, I just look right. Up around the Dolce, Gabbana sipping pure day with the ill nana. Get you up around, I had your loyalties and your joints. You're getting your royalties and your points. So what the deal is, with Foxy Brown McCain. Now we lay Bonnie McFly, now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you know that love is real. Yeah, yeah.
Head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones flesh. And it's hypnotize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Dr. Strange. Make a cultic move. If you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit push, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness. Witness what iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made a crew to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
You know what time it is. This is the Renaissance. This is Renaissance Poetry. I'm happy to be back with you. This is your host, Keith Eric. I got my sisters on the event page. I got Sister Taraji. We got Kimbrella the Hurricane doing their thing. And, you know, it's been a minute. We just couldn't wait to get back to you guys. We're trying to just keep this excitement bubbling because we know that y'all ready, too. I see all the callers out and hit the one. It's so many of y'all, and I know y'all ready to get down. So, before I press the button to get the first caller in, let me just say this to anyone who's listening who's new to Renaissance Poetry and how we do. The number one thing we want you to do is spit your best shit. And I say this every time, so you're going to have to hear it again if you've heard it before. We don't want you to bring some poetry that you think is going to impress us. That's not what we mean by best shit. We want you to spit the best shit to you. Today, it don't even have to be what it was before or something you're writing. Something that moves you right now could be something that you wrote 5-6 years ago, but you want to spit it today. That energy, that's what we want. That's what we want to be able to reciprocate to you, that beautiful, I needed to get this off my chest energy. That's what we want you to spit tonight. So if you understand that, please feel free to press 1 if you got something to get off your chest. If not, you just want to hear some dope-ass poetry, you came to the right place. So I'm going to do what we do and go to the first caller without further ado. We got 901 in the building.
What?
Hey, don't bust nothing up over there, ma'am. We don't bust nothing up over there. Let everybody know who that beat out Joe tonight for the number one spot.
It's the Sun Toucher, AK Pretty Paul. I like to say to all my fans, thank you for allowing me to be number one.
I was joking
when I wrote that.
You did it.
Oh my God, that is too funny. That was a joke. I really wasn't planning on it.
But you made it. The number one spot is yours tonight.
Oh, man.
Start making
a
trophy.
Yo, I love you.
You need to put something, a little gift together or something, everybody to get the number one spot. Joe didn't have us consecutively for so long, you just don't even think about making an award, but it feel like one when somebody is here before Joe.
It should be the
Beat Out Joe Award. That's probably what it should be. Whoever beat Joe get an award.
Yeah, I think that.
If you happen to beat out Joe, that's the award itself. How you feeling tonight, though?
I'm fine. I don't complain. You know, I'm trying to do the dang thing. I ain't complaining, but
already. That's how it should be. You a mess. Sun Toucher, I'm glad that you made it here tonight. You said you had some stuff you've been working on, so I'm excited to see what you're going to spit for us tonight.
Oh, yeah. Shucks, that was too much. Oh, I'm tired now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to speak. I'm all out of breath.
Too excited for winning the Beat Out Joe Award. But yeah,
I'm,
you know, catch
out
your
of
breath. Catch your breath. Get it together. Get it together.
Huh.
I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm like gravity holding it down. There's no other way, none found. God put me here to put me here. Didn't know inspiration equals no fear. I sit on others' thoughts at my sofa corner, passing out pleasantries. Call me the smile donor. Don't want others to go through it, but if it is what it is, just do it. Don't know what strength is until you have that trouble to brew. There's a reason God gave us these ways to be used. Somebody's got to be the one to test the fight. Fight with your head up. Down is dark, up is light. Don't like what I say? Don't come for me. It was a gift. He came for me. My body's constantly fighting. Sometimes it's hard to walk, but I keep right on walking because it's hard not to talk. See, people are asking me what gives me my strength. Talk say I was raised by a presence that covers my whole length. People are asking me, am I ever even scared? Talk say I was raised by a person who gave even my tears a dare. Said, don't you take yourself there. What you shutting down and crying for? Open, there's a real world. Close, you're blocked by the door. Put your dukes up. Give it all you got. It may not be your plan, but it's God's plot. That's my story, and it is written. Who knew I would turn out this way? I didn't. Shucks, they say it's the devil's fault. And if it is, I wish it was as simple as a slimy slug and a shaker of salt. Everything in life has got to be so hard. I guess if it wasn't, we'd all be slamming the table with the good cards. We all we got in this colorful world. Can we get some leadership from Yvette, Sean, Tyrone, and Earl? Bring it together. Let the good music play. We does it better when we does it that way. A fight may break out via the slithery slug. That's when it's okay to show your thug. We stand in battle hoping to make it through. But if it's God's decision that you're gone, well, we just change our game face just like you. In peace.
And you got through that one too. Look, you wrote this poem. And I want to say the first time I saw it, it was a shorter. Like, you've added to this poem.
Yeah, I added. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you kept working. Okay, okay. This was inspired by your father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because he would say that stuff. Just, what you crying for? He wouldn't let me cry. He would.
You keep
little,
on plugging
he
along,
let me
okay?
He did not play.
There were some lies in here, you know, obviously, because you're writing about, you know, all this strength, but. Is somebody's got to be the one to test the fight. Fight with your head up. Down is dark, up is light. Don't like what I say, mm-hmm. Don't come for me. I was given a gift. He came for me. There's
yeah.
So much power in a lot of these lines, and being able to follow your own fight and understand, you know, the power behind it. There are so many people who may not, and that's the gift of your particular poetry. People can come along and meet you and hear you and see how you move and the energy that you give off. And it, as many times as somebody can say inspiring, it really does not have enough power to describe what you're able to do for other people without even knowing it. Just, you know, no one just being able to say anything to you, but just watching and just pulling from what you give out and continuing to write the type of poetry you do is a blessing in itself. And man, I'm just saying I'm proud to know you and thankful that you were able to come on the show tonight and spit this particular poem, because I told you, I was proud of it when I read it, and I'm thankful that you were able to spend it tonight. And, of course, more, so now you got to post more now. I need the whole thing to read now. You can't be adding to it and you let nobody read it, okay? Go ahead and post that, too.
I always do that crap.
Well, you ain't the only one. We all add stuff to poems. You ain't the only one. You good.
Uh-huh.
Well, like I said, I'm glad you made it.
I'm like, wow,
hopefully
you knew that I added, though. Wow.
Man, who you, what? What, you just forgot who you were talking to, ma'am?
I did. I'm sorry.
Obviously. Get it together. Get it together.
I know, right?
But yeah.
I need to write a
I'm
poem
glad
about
that. Tonight. Yeah, please do. And hopefully you can stay around and listen to the rest of the show and rock out with us.
I sure will.
Already. That was Sun Toucher coming through doing her thing, starting the show off right. We're going to go to the next caller. We have 240 in the building.
Hey, what's up? And the sounds, what's going on, brother?
What's happening, brother? Man, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh man, that was an honor. That was Sun Toucher, man. Are you kidding me?
You know?
Whoa.
If you gonna get beat by anybody, it might be Sun Toucher, huh?
Yeah. Sun Toucher, yeah, for real, man. Man, wow.
What's up? I was like, what?
Yeah. Hey man.
She was so excited, lost her breath, boy. I'm telling you, man. You don't know how it is. You don't even know how excited people get to beat you until you hear it. I know it's got to be tripping you out when everybody's like trying to beat Joe.
Hey,
man. Show,
I'm grinning ear to ear, man. Sun Toucher. Wow. Oh, wow, man. Blown away.
How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Got a little moisture in the corner of my eye right now. But I'm all right, bro.
Oh, snap. Hey.
I'm all right, man.
What her daddy said, man. Don't be crying. You heard what her daddy said?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think I dropped the ice cube too far. It splashed up in my eye, man. That's what happened.
Okay, blame it on that. Blame it on that. That's a good recovery.
Oh, definitely.
What you sipping on, man?
Oh, man, what is this? Think some watermelon juice or something like that?
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it. Yeah. I'll take your word for it. Well, all right, brother. I know you came to do your thing, man, and I'm looking forward to see what you got in the number two spot tonight. So,
all right.
I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. Being a person is hard, and it ain't easy being me. I'm not as popular as I seem to be. I mean, other than this poetry. My attention span could be measured in grams. Sometimes I can't grasp the love shown to me. My belief system is based on mysticism. Religion is for pigeons, for the gullible, for the greedy, for the beguiled. I live a loner's lifestyle, feeling abandoned as a child. Oh, the love was shown. I had this need to be alone. I tried my hand at conformity, tried to act normally, but my disdain for society had me deeper than my shell. And talk about a story to tell. Well, mine is like a living hell. Rainy days are comfort, and it's a good reason to stay inside. There's no reason to lie why I won't come outside. Friends, not many of us have them. I was glad when, yet sad when, I had to deal with life on their plan. You see, not only do I live lonely, I live with their dark stories. The things they've told me that just shows me maybe I should stay sheltered. I've dealt with some crazy things. And before changing my name, now all this social media fame, I'm still the same. Shy, introverted guy. Sure, I can talk the talk and walk the walk of my choosing. I could be losing wealth with my stealth because no one really sees me. Shit, that pleases me just fine. But I do care at times. You know, fit in, get in on the joke. Yet this invisible cloak that I wear, I'm seen but never there. Even at parties, I'm hardly noticed. I'm focused on leaving, grieving for the comfort of my bed. I dread even going to work, dealing with jerks, and that too has its perks. But you see, I have this addictive behavior. And if I savor a good moment, I want to do it again and again and again. But life ain't like that, my friends. So I've created a world of my own. I can have anything I conjure up in my dome. The experience is much better than what's been shown, so I'm unknown in the place I was born. Torn by emotions, attention deficit. To be honest, truly honest, I just don't give a shit. I carefully sever what won't be a benefit. Each one of you's been through it, navigating life through some mental shit. I made my decision of who this is. Enjoying the ups and downs of how my human influence is affecting the dynamics of your weather systems. The periodicity of the jet stream and the moisture holding capacity of your atmosphere. Manifest destiny east to west, and we feast and rest. Pearlescent flow from your Milky Way. Tucket rosebud and I'll flicker it my way. Hershey is wet. Like a whale's exhale, it's a slippery ride down that highway. When you scream the dreams I've laid out for you, leave the seams collapsed on metal bars, question just how deep you are. Let's deliberate before we wander in and wonder why you deprive yourself of a gift like this. Am I talking to you? Or walking you through four universal laws of manifestation? By the style of vows, have you taken them? Lose those frivolous desires you thought you wanted. I'm establishing impersonal awareness, residing in the awareness of the non-duality of reality, and decide if, in fact, I will indulge in the desire or not. It's my peace. Thank you.
You're always coming through with that extra deepness, Brother Joe. One of the very first lines, my attention span can only be measured in grams. You know, going further into it, you know, my disdain for society, it has me deep in my shell. You know, you're saying, you know, no one really sees me, and that suits me just fine. Even at parties, I'm hardly notice. I like how you did that wordplay right there. The part about that that sticks with me is because that was literally me for quite a while. No one really sees me. That suits me just fine. Even at parties, I'm hardly noticed. Now, I would say for me, I would be at a party, and I could be the life of the party, but I would eventually fade. Like I would kind of move myself into the shadows and kind of disappear, and then I could leave the party and nobody would know because it was too much sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You're giving of yourself so much, and then you feel drained, and you got to get up out of there. And then at the end, you were like, toward the end of that line, you were like, to be honest, truly honest, I really don't give a shit. There's a lot here in this poem, dog. But the, you know, certain lines just hit people for different reasons, and I had to give you mine. This poem hit me a certain way, and I imagine it hit other people different ways, but that's how you do when you write good poetry, brother. I love when you come through and spit that stuff like that, man. That was deep and dope.
Hey, much respect, brother. I appreciate that.
No doubt, man. And, hopefully you keep coming through and doing your thing. I don't know about you being number one next time, man. They coming for your head, brother.
Oh, hey, man. You know, it's just something that I manifested. You know, I was feeling it was in the stars. I said, yeah, it's time for sun touch and shine again. You know what I mean? Because you're the bright star in my life.
Hey.
Yeah, for sure, man.
See, I just want to say this. I just want to say this real quick, though, because your voice changing on me, man. I don't know what you got mixed in that watermelon over there, man. But, I hear it. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through, dog.
Yeah.
And I'll holler at you next time, man.
All right, bro. One love, one mic, y'all. Thanks for having me, man.
indeed. I know I'm not the only one hearing that octave change in Joe's voice. I ain't finna play with y'all. We're gonna go to the next caller. We got 323 in the building.
Hey, I got a bronze medal. I'm third. I got me a medal. Oh shit! Yes, Lord, amen.
You just go claim your medal. What about you? Just go claim your medal, huh?
Yeah, you. I take third. Hey, I want you to remember me. I was third. I got a bronze medal.
Hey, this is not one of those places where everybody's a winner, sir. This is not how
we
do that.
No, that's true, sir. I take a participation award, too, sir. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. You got the participation trophy. That's right. How you been feeling, bro?
Man, I'm groovy. I'm blessed and thankful. I'm up and I'm grinding.
That's what's up, man. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
Sincere from Los Angeles, the Afro-Hispanic Caribbean.
Okay. So how have you enjoyed the show so far, man? It's only been a small sampling, but, you know.
Hey, man, I love the first two, Joe. I'm happy to get third because, you know, number one killer, you know, he was always number one, and I could swear up and down I was one. But that, nonetheless, I'm happy. I love it.
Indeed. Respect is mutual, man. I appreciate how you continue to come through and support the show, man. How you show love, share the page, all the stuff you do, man. It's we appreciate that.
Man, we're one family. We're human beings. We all share something in common. So that's just what I do, and I appreciate this platform.
All right. All right, man, so you know that we got the pleasantries out the way, man. I know you're ready to come teach us. You're going to chastise somebody, I think, in your piece. So I'm going to let you come through and do what you do, man. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
You can't do it. Look, I can drive at 10 speed with no hands and fuck you without missing a stroke. 10 keys calculator, cyclone nightmare, pins up or Hennessy down. Look, I have no teeth, so it would be easy to kiss your neck, leaving no marks after math. You still want to set me up politically, minutes away, street mandated, keep kicking up booster Kit Kat. You can't do it. You can't keep lying in order to surprise me with what I am learning about the past that cannot no longer hold me in this slavery. Just check out this year's midterms. There's 5 states that still have the slavery laws up for re-election or re-voting, whatever the case may be. You want so bad to control everything, yet pay dues just to sustain a human manufacturing double snake? Copyright another me for a dualism movie skit? White water tastes as special as drinking Mississippi mud. I can't see clear dyed sparklers. Water do or don't, man-made raindrops. You can't keep denying me my right to want to be equal when the white sheets never wanted a black Klansman to be upright for the same Justice League worldwide whip. I can't rebuild urban folklore when just 60 years ago today, it was a black and white bathroom. I had to use the back door to drink from a colored water fountain. The audacity to keep selling me body parts for human consumption, white sheets spread death control around nonviolence. Yet you still inject me with a virus? You can't do it. Sincere from Los Angeles, that's that piece.
And just like that, we got the first rewind. I'm going to need you to give me the first stanza back because you're out of control. The first stanza back, man. Give me that one back, dog.
Look, I can drive at 10 speed without no hands. And fuck you without missing a stroke, 10 keys, calculator, cyclone, nightmare, pins up or Hennessy down.
Yeah. That. See what I'm saying? Like, right out the gate, man. Just, you knew what was going to happen when you wrote that. You knew it was going to get picked out. You're doing what? You're writing what? You're doing what? Hold on. Too much. And you got Hennessy. How you do all that with Hennessy, man? The lines that, you know, you were talking about, you know, vaccination, and it, you always seem to put all of that together in your pieces when you do what you do. But I guess my question is, was there something, was it a recent event that made you want to write this particular piece, or is this just all came out like natural, like a natural flow?
All the above. When I saw online that five states on their midterm ballot that the slavery laws, especially here up Pacific Northwest, Oregon still have some black laws, some anti-black laws up for voting to keep that subservient rules or whatever they got going on, that kind of triggered me. And the fact that this COVID all of a sudden disappeared and this monkeypox jumped in, I've been having some issues with who's really total in control of being the manufacturer of our thoughts. They try and take away everything. So it was just me reading USA Today, looking at BBC News, and just putting it all together, and still black on black crime. When we gonna figure it out that we need each other? But it was just all that. And there's no drinking water in Mississippi, and Flint, Michigan still have no water. Man, I got problems.
And to bring up Mississippi and not think about Brett Favre, but we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna.
Oh man, no, we ain't. I didn't. I forgot all about him.
We ain't gonna talk about Brett right now. But yeah, man,
no.
I appreciate you coming through and doing what you do, man. Like always, I say I appreciate the support, and I hope that you can continue to come through and support the show. We enjoy having you here. So I'll see you next time, man.
Yes, sir. Blessings. Have a great weekend.
Already. Sincere from Los Angeles. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 424 in the building.
What's up, brother?
What's happening, man? Let everybody know who we have on the phone tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
Already. How you feeling, man?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Just relaxing.
You sound relaxed, man. What you got in your cup tonight?
Actually, I don't have a cup. I can't drink.
Okay. You real relaxed, man. I'm going to ask you nothing else then. I ain't going to ask what else you got. It has you relaxed. All right? You just go leave that where it is.
I'm good. I can't sip no more. I'm a diabetic, and the medication I'm on, if I take a drink, bruh, me and my inner intestinal fortitude will be spread all over the house.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? Please refrain from drinking it. I don't even want to hear about what happens when you drink it. Because I'm diabetic too, but I drink. You know, I take a 10
well,
beer.
Some people can.
I know.
Some people can.
Some people can. Hey, look, I'm not holding nothing against you. I understand what you're saying. I took metformin before. Trust me, I understand. So now that we got that out the way, because that's terrible to even talk about in the first place. But just the image of what you just displayed, what you talked about right there, that's terrible in itself. But how have you enjoyed the show so far tonight, brother?
Man, yeah. I hope y'all got y'all invoices for the mics, because I get the feeling by the end of the night, y'all going to need a whole bunch more of them.
Look, man, I got them all individually wrapped. I'm telling you, I unwrap a new mic for everybody, dog. That's just the way I see it now. Everybody got to have their own mic, because y'all don't treat the mic fairly. You know, y'all disrespectful to the mic, you know. So I can't give that mic to somebody else. It's all disrespected. And no, you got to have a brand new mic.
Bro, sometimes the heat is what it is.
That's right. And I know you got some, man. Because your ass be writing. Your ass be writing. So I know you got something, man. So I'm going to go ahead and let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. It's a piece called Can You Hear Them? Close your eyes and listen closely. Spread your consciousness. Can you hear them? Can you hear the voices of those taken from their homeland? The yells and the screams, knowing they would never see it again. Can you hear them? Can you hear the confusion in a land strange to them, a language foreign to them, even though some looked like them? Can you hear them? The silence of the Igbo, a proud people, took their lives as a whole so they could die as a people. Can you hear them? Harriet Tubman rallying those who would go to follow the Underground Railroad to find a new life. Can you hear them? Maya Angelou saying why the caged bird sings. He sings to enlighten. He sings to uplift. He sings to be a beacon for us all. Can you hear them? The poets, the griots, the poetry. Can you hear me? That's that piece.
Bravo, man. That's a very poignant piece right there. The way that you started out and the calmness with which you spoke this piece. Can you hear the voices of those taken from their homeland? The yells and the screams, knowing that they would never see it again. Can you hear them? The way that you would pause to say that and give emphasis to that sets up how you ended this piece with the caged bird sings and liking that bird to the poets. Can you hear them? I enjoyed how you did that, brother. That's a very strong piece, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Already. And same kind of question. Was there something that inspired this piece, or this just came out naturally?
This was one, the phrase just popped up in my head. Can you hear them? And I just kind of went from there. I wanted to try and do each little thing separately. And I could, if I had written what I wanted to write, I'd still be writing. Mm. But because I thought, as I was doing this, I thought of so many people. You had Eric Garner, you had Trayvon, you had Breonna Taylor. I mean, I could have gone on and on and on. Dr. King, Martin Luther, Malcolm X. I mean, I will probably do a part two to this somewhere down the road, but this is one of those type of pieces where you could just go, and it would be up mm-hmm. to you as to where you wanted to end it. But
right.
the things I write about and the stuff that goes on, this could be a continual piece.
I can definitely see that.
Or if you wanted to use it as a collaboration with, hell, 2-3 different folks and have everybody write their own portion of it.
You could.
I don't know. It's something I'll think about but I more than likely will write a part two, and then where it goes from there, who knows?
Already, well, that's what's up, man. And like I said, man, I respect, you know, that pen. You definitely do some writing over there, man, and everything you got going on. Congratulations, man. I know you've been doing a lot of different works and shows and features, man. So, you know, keep it up, brother, and I hope to see more good things come your way.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's almost like I've picked up a second wind, I guess. And it's getting towards the end of the year, so who knows?
That's what's up, man. Well, appreciate you coming through to the show again, and hope that you can continue to listen and enjoy, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All righty, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and for the platform.
All righty. Anthony Arter doing his thing. We'll go to the next caller here. We have 213 in the building.
What is going on? This is Kevin Smith.
What's happening, Brother Smith? How you been?
I'm cool. Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Enjoying
the show. Made it back to the show, man.
Yeah. Everybody killing it.
Already. Well, I already know you're going to come do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Every time you come to the show, man, you got something for me. So I'm going to let you do what you do, but press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. They say that suicide and love is words that I never spoke. So I ink my pain and express my frustrations through these lines I wrote. Since reconnected to a love through daily manifesting, I'm grateful, but I still have questions. It would seem as if our late-night conversations had become her deviations from a life now lived in the slow lane. For she, the memory of we, spontaneous and carefree, are skeletons triggered by the syllables of my name, spoken in baritone harmony and sung by those that witnessed her past happinesses. I want to bring an end to her dying slow unpredictability. She lives vicariously through my addictions, numb to my feelings, adrenaline junkie, I think I got a death wish, honestly. She offers me lectures of self-preservation through group messages with my brother. She believes communication between us is safer that way. It was hard for me to accept the way that I put her on the pedestal, that she might get an issue from her significant other if he ever discovered that she was texting another man, even his friends. Text messages between us are like cryptic ciphers written in invisible ink and discarded thereafter, and even sometimes a mission impossible. Like this message will self-destruct and be gone in 60 seconds, but her importance to enlightening my spirit is like positive energy that lingers on repeat, like a Jesus icon manipulated by the great hand in the one being, which represents infinity. That's how long she has been known to me spiritually. If 5,000 were fed with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, then her essence is a blessing enough to feed my spirit for all eternity. But her spirit isn't free. Her hand doesn't belong to me. Hours drift between responses like water flowing through the Panama Canal. It isn't that she ignored my messages. She with her husband now, spending quality time, they tucked in and going to bed. I'm her secret therapy session. I'm not saying that she has issues with her father, but with me she holds confession while professing between Hail Marys that the passion inside of her marriage is gone and the covenant to her vows is a bond that is no longer strong. But just enough for her to hold on to what they built together. A kingdom with a castle that has a tower erected, a place where he keeps his queen's gambit protected. So she's cautious when she speaks. It's like she's running a marathon on rice paper when she's talking to me. Butterfly footsteps on wilted rose petals create a vibration that doesn't tear the whole flower apart. So omitting answers that he doesn't want to know, honestly, makes more sense. Like together, we used to be, In another life, she was my wife. It's truth that I proposed to her first, but I slipped up. And the one time she needed a shoulder, I was preoccupied feeling sorry for me, and he pulled up driving a hearse. We was teenagers back then. I didn't even know what it meant to be a man. I was immature and insensitive, so she left quick. Never got a chance to make my amends. That act spun me off into a dark place. Her memory erased, replaced with illicit drugs and alcohol with a hard chaser. She often inquires why it is that I never replaced her. Because masterpieces live forever in museums, but my heart is mummified like the scribes of the Book of the Dead. My relationship future lays dormant in the mausoleum. And seeing how she's been the embodiment of perfection since God sketched her, I just figured without her, I'd die slow by numbing my gray matter to my mistakes with the other lost souls of purgatory. I was doing well managing the pain of her memory. I stayed self-medicated. For my past, she was unanimated. But her name will forever be present in my neocortex just with the facts redacted. Until she sent the message through my brother, and compulsively, I put the action in the verb and sent back my reply. I'm puzzled as to why, after all of this time, it still feels like yesterday when she left me. I can still feel a breath on my neck and the goosebumps that plagued me. I know that we were meant to be with all of my being, just not in this lifetime I'm seeing. If love suicide is never saying what your heart is feeling, the last time I died, but this time I'm going to try to survive. So what I'm saying is that even if I'm not with you, all I see is you. They might be mad at me for being unwilling to move on, but you're going to always be, through my memory, the keeper of my love for all eternity. And that's that piece.
Man, look. What did you do to this piece, dog? Because I want to say I heard this before, but it seems like this is a completely different piece.
Yeah, it's like only, it's like the catch line that you caught, it's only that. It's a completely, it's like more, but
okay.
Not more.
So, the pulling up in the hearse thing, that was just from another piece. Okay.
No, it's old. It's this piece, but I like that's a lingering piece. It's like you know how you get an old car, like a muscle car. You take out everything, you gut it.
Yeah.
And you just got the engine.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Okay. I'm like rubbing and listening. So I said, "Man, wait a minute, dog, because this is not the same piece." There's so many lines in here, man. She lives vicariously through the syllables of my name. You're talking about the messages between y'all are like cryptic ciphers. But I need the fish and the five loaves of bread line. Give me that stanza, dog. Like, I need to give me that one back.
And even sometimes a mission impossible. Like the message will self-destruct and be gone in 60 seconds. But her importance to enlightening my spirit is like positive energy that lingers on repeat like a Jesus icon manipulated by the great hand in the one being which represents infinity. That's how long she has been known to me spiritually. If 5,000 were fed with two fish and five loaves of bread, then her essence is a blessing and enough to feed my spirit for all eternity.
That line is ridiculous, dog. I got to give you that one, man. That's a dope line. And then you have this line, the embodiment of her perfection since God sketched it. That's a dope line, too, though. You did that in this piece, man. You definitely killed it, brother.
I appreciate it.
Already, man. Appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. As always, man, definitely a treat to hear you spit, man. And hopefully you continue to listen to the show and enjoy. And hopefully you'll be able to come through and spit for us again next time.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Already. It was Kevin Smith coming through and doing his thing. So we're going to go to the next caller before we go into the refresh break. We have 506 in the building.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Lady A. Good, thanks.
Already, how you been?
Not too bad. How are you?
Can't complain. Can't complain at all. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Great. Always great. Always great. I'm trying to sit out a hurricane right now, so if I get disconnected, that's why. It's coming up the East
Coast.
What do you mean sit out? You're on the phone with us and the hurricane coming?
Yeah, it's here.
Oh, man, aren't you supposed to be seeking shelter or something? What you doing?
I'm in my house. You won't believe it, but there's cottages around me, and people came for the weekend to watch the storm.
Oh, that's how y'all get down. Okay. See how it is. It's a different type of hurricane weight that you're talking about. You're waiting to actually see.
That's coming up in the coast right now, but
okay.
The wind is pretty wacky.
I get it now. Everybody try to do what they do. So I'm going to let y'all have a hurricane watch. So appreciate you coming to the show and checking us out during the hurricane. And again, always appreciate when you come through to the show and spit for us. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press
okay.
You. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Lovebirds Flew. Frozen in time, a universal paralysis of unknown origin. Darkness covers us, swallows us, leaving all to wonder if it's the end. Flowers fold, plants recoil, air is sucked out of the great black hole. Standing in the night, sole survival without light, dormant in the soil, lay every seed for the future they'll need. Animals hibernate, tiny bugs and birds that migrate. He came toward her, head tilted to the left. 'Twas he who left her bereft. A golden orb rose behind his head, he who so long lay dead. Like a corny movie show, we ran into each other's arms. Azure skies began to peek from the darkness it was beneath. Leaves began to grow on quiescent pines and maple trees, and lovebirds flew overhead, cooed and kissed like they were wed. He and she stood, watched as all creatures awake now flocked. Second chance the world was given with the new Adam and Eve presiding. Lessons for the earth now past, they live, they love in peace at last. In peace.
That's probably the most beautiful end of the world poem I think I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I'm just saying, you're waiting on a hurricane and then you write that. Was that inspired by the fact y'all waiting on a hurricane, or is this just something that?
Oh, no. I wrote this about a year ago. You know,
okay.
It's funny because I often think about what would happen at the end of time, and how would the earth heal itself? And so that's really the inspiration, is just my own thoughts about, you know, how we wrecked everything and how can we fix it.
It's an interesting thought, because, you know, there's a lot of conversation about that, and all the research that we do, you know, about disease and viruses and things of that nature, and it's quite obvious that if the earth was able to speak about it, we would probably be or its pests that it's trying to get rid of. If it could fumigate and spray us with rain, I'm pretty sure we'd have been out of there. But it's a lot to think about, because we really don't care, because our lifetime won't be the lifetime that's really going to be affected by what we do. It'll be grandkids that may literally have to deal with our decisions today. It makes it easy to not care. But as a poet, yeah, you'll have those thoughts and you'll be able to write about it. And wouldn't it be something that this particular poem you wrote is a poem that somebody reads in the end days, like, she was right. Look at this. This is what's exactly is about to happen. It's probably going to happen for many poets, the things that we talk about that may end up coming to fruition.
Yeah.
But enjoyed that poem and enjoyed you coming through as always. And definitely thank you for
feeling
free enough to spit whatever you felt like spitting tonight.
Thank you. thank you so much. It was great to hear you back on too, and I like this show. This is a good place to be.
All right, we appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and go to the break. Hopefully, you know, if you're able to stick around with us, the hurricane doesn't shut you down. You'll be able to listen to our version of the hurricane come through.
Yeah, yeah.
And get shot.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Well, this Lady A coming to do her thing. We're about to head into the refresh break. We'll hit you with about two songs, and then we're going to come in with Host Spit, and then we'll be right back to the callers. So you are listening to Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we will be right back.
dark and lonely, no one above it. Ooh, girl, you really got it going on. I wanna thank you, I wanna thank you. You're the reason why I sang this song. A rose is red, a violet's blue. Who cares as long as I'm with you? So God, let's just run away. Oh, we're only the two of us can play, girl. Let's run away.
You're sweet as honey, and just as sunny as a night and warm afternoon. Oh, your smiling face, your loving rays could light up any room. Now I won't think, but I need a pen to make sure I am not dreaming. Cause heaven like this doesn't come every day.
Don't deserve me, but girl, just hurt me with all the love you can find. Oh, baby girl, my lemon drop, my lollipop. Girl, candy must be your night. Cause your sweetness is my weakness. And I'm dead sure nothing can be this.
To my renaissance. The essence of her very presence is released to me like wings on a prayer. She was for me, saw me, before I even knew there could be a me. This Keith, she is a gift, manifestation at its most gifted. Lifted me like the best ganja weed, all slow, no speed, maybe a little creed, because she can take me higher, no wires, just butterfly wings. She sings without words. Her smile has its own melody. Her eyes are like windows. Her lips are as sweet as mangoes. Her voice carries love as easily as the wind blows. Who knows somehow this night just might lead us into a place where our emotions can grow. If we let them grow, I grow. And she goes along. Just writing about her makes me break out in song, and it doesn't matter if it fits. She fits. We fit perfectly, intricately, like Rubik's cube. We align. We bind like DNA, our building blocks, our nucleotides, and her high tides must crash against rocks. I make sure it's amethyst, lapis, lazuli, or any type of quartz. The moon is nigh, and since I am her sun, she shines bright. My glow is hers, and of course, hers is mine. I claim her like Icarus wings. She melts for me. Her taste is ice cream. She screams. We all scream like an orgasm is a murderous thing. We pull love out of one another as if on string so easily. She is the epitome of everything. My queen being holding court over my heart. You see, she is art, Basquiat, and Van Gogh. On starry nights, we place crowns, blow smoke plumes, while everyone else is living off fumes. Our energy is infinite. We have our own fossil fuel. Don't even have to dig for it. But she dug for me. Brushed off old scale like a king's eyes, like an artifact, and if there is a fact, it is simply that this king now has eyes to see, because she loved me before this me could even exist. Renaissance. And we're back, as you already know, and I'm going to bring in my sisters. We're going to bring in Sister Taraji, and we're going to bring in Kimbrella Renee.
Hello there.
What's up, sis?
What's up?
Kim,
what's going on?
It was Kim. I'll get Kim off of here. Her call dropped? Now, there she go.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Kim and Kim.
What's going on?
Man. Oh, we back. How y'all feeling?
Man,
look.
First of all, go ahead, sis. I'm going to let you, I'm going to let you kick it off, sis, because, man.
So, first of all, y'all have been killing it. Invoices will be in the inboxes tonight because y'all have the mic. Seriously. And I want to say shout out to Lady A. Thank you for still sitting in the midst of a storm. Please be careful and be safe. Word is mine. Anywho, but yeah, y'all killing it. I'm enjoying. I wasn't even in the mood, to be really honest, but y'all got me in the mood now.
Indeed.
Of course you do.
I gotta follow that. Shout out to y'all, man, for coming through each and every other Friday when we're on. Like, we can't tell y'all how much we appreciate y'all. You know, life happens to us all, and we go through our stuff. But, man, we hear y'all hit that mic, it completely changes everything and makes us get hype and want to really just get on the mic and do what we do to counteract y'all. Like, one love, shout out to Sun Toucher for starting it off. Amazing,
yes.
Blazing the mic. Setting the tone,
yes,
for everybody to come through, do what they do. Keith, you already know what time it is. That's such a beautiful, beautiful piece. I don't care how many times I hear it. It's just, man, it really just, it paints love out just to be so amazing. Like, you really have to experience love on another frequency to be able to write like that. And that's what I appreciate about how you write your Sabio pieces. It just really, it's like a mental vacation. Like, Lord, it's fire.
Yeah. All that. All of that.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
So, how you feeling? How you feeling today,
Keith? I'm great, man. Look, I didn't know what I was going to spit, and just, you know, allowing myself to just find a poem that had some energy I wanted to spit, and that poem kind of put me in a place. You know, I wanted to do certain things with that energy, and I needed to find a poem that did it, and that was it. And this is exactly what we talk about. You know, we want, you know, people to come through here and spit something that's on them to spit, and that was that you know, made me feel better spitting that piece. And I'm glad it was received. I know you guys have heard it a few times, and, you know, forgive me, but, you know, you got to spit what you feel like spitting, and that's what it was for me tonight. And I'm looking forward to what you guys have. I'm not going to, you know, stand here while y'all trying to shine a bright light on me, so I'm going ahead and let Kim do her thing, you know, how y'all normally do. We got the hurricane coming while the real hurricane out there. We got our real hurricane in the studio. So I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. They've been trying to drench our crowns in sickness, convicting our spirits to a European sentence to terminate the existence of our kings, queens, children, hair, culture, and image. But the speed and distance in which our light travels makes it hard for these sloths to bear witness. And I hear hissing. But see, for every ill intention, I got that ill precision to break snake skin down to accessories and feed them those choke recipes that thickly while sketching we in the darkest corners of their mind. Trying to trap us behind restraints that hold our dreams as prisoners, granting misery invitations as a frequent visitors while their souls become fugitives within their own eyes. See, I demand a brand of high over the hands of many, so God gave me my own supply, and I got plenty. The wind in me is short to find the rhyme and reason between space and time, a page and lines, a stage and eyes. See, they can lock my body, but they can never trap my mind. See, some days I place my thoughts upon a scale, and obese is what it calls me. But then I level up and adjust through life's impact. See, failure, I can barely pronounce that. Give up, I sincerely denounce that. In fact, the Most High purposely removed arches from my feet just so I will never forget what the ground feels like. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he blessed these hands and his breath to deliver the keys to these defiant locks. Because, see, sometimes we create our own holding cells while they're holding cells to lock our attention into idle minutes with rollover gimmick text messages and memes of intricate plots and schemes. The setup is so diabolical that just thinking logical could damn near cost you your life. That's why you're worked to death and paid beneath the heels of your respect, just so you can buy their shoes and walk into a custom-fitted hell they prepared just for you. But when you're going to get tired of walking in circles, recycling the same streams of red haunted by those blues, when you going to stop believing in the words of these demons and activate the God in you, when you gonna become the algorithm of rhythm these cultic religions can't define or confine? When you gonna stop allowing this world to break the sturdy in your spine? Because I hear the fear when they try to implant the same in mine with visions of pain that infect my pains with blood stains that rearrange my eyes to believe in the same lies, because they'd rather see us die than unify. See, they can lock my body, but they can never trap my mind. See, we pass this baton of jeweled expression, infinite knowledge and lessons, spirit by spirit relaying messages of fitness for the next generations to witness our magic above tactics that are relentless. But can you dismiss those classes of thinking upside down and backwards in order to pay the truth forward to the days that you may never see? Are you prepared for death to stare you right between the eyes in revolution for what you believe? Because there's slaughter up their sleeves, and history pages filled with massacres and enslavements of bodies locked and shackled to horses by wrists and ankles, making a statement that still raises hell and lowering caskets. But see, they will never catch it. They will never catch it. They might catch this flesh, but they will never catch me, for I am in a tree, and I have touched too many. We have touched too many that have already grabbed it and passed it to be where it was left off and follow our lead. Then water our seeds while we rise from our knees, for we hold verses between transferred energy that will never die. You can outline the body in chalk, but the transfers of thoughts move on a few that you can't capture, borrow, or buy. See, the flesh, it can be paralyzed and spilled into the termination of our vital lines. But where there's words, there's life. Where there's words, there's life. Where there's words, there's life. And I will give mine, signed and uncompromised, through any space and time, through any page and line, through any stage and eye. See, they can lock my body, but they will never, ever trap my mind. In peace.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Y'all, you know, forgive me if you hear the sloshing of the water as I walk around my studio area here, because she didn't flood it at all again. She didn't did that again. I'm going to send her the invoice this time, because I'm tired of having to replace my couch when we can't get out here and spit. That's all I'm saying. So we're going to have Taraji coming. What you think about that, Taraji?
Yo, all I got to say is bars. It was so many bars in there. Y'all, yeah, devil's hype. That was super duper hype. Like, it was just, that was ridiculous.
And the same thing, you know, like I say to Kim, like she just said to me, you know, the poem has so much fire, and every time she spits it, you know, it's like she got another level. She takes it to another step up on the ladder, energy wise. So yeah, you know, she knows she's doing when she spit that piece there.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much, man. I just, like I said, hearing y'all, I wasn't quite there. I ain't gonna lie. You know, week has been kind of challenging, but after I hear y'all, you can't help but want to do what we do. You can't help it.
And with that being said, y'all get ready to pass the plate to Sister Taraji.
Pass the plate.
Get on the mic like you used to do.
I know
y'all ready for it, because I'm ready for it. So without further ado, we got Taraji on the mic. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Could the real village please stand up? It is sad. It is a sad day when murderers masquerade as neighborhood watching. Neighborhood watches playing rent-a-cop while the neighborhood stops watching and turns their back. It takes a village to raise a child, but it takes two or three villages to raise strong men and women. Unfortunately, the village is falling by the wayside. Stand up, village, because our young people are under attack socially, economically, educationally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. We must come against these tragic occurrences and stop taking it lying down. We must pray and protest. We have to speak out, because wrong is just wrong. There is no justification for what happened to Trayvon Martin or any other person who has endured such a fate. So this is for all the Trayvons everywhere, male or female, who have been wrongly accused, unjustly imprisoned, and horribly murdered for being in the wrong place at the wrong time and the wrong color. And let us not forget, with the hoodie on. Stand up, village. Would you please stand up? My peace.
Look here. Every time you get on the mic, you preach it. You preach it. I'm not the only one that
what?
I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Look. Will the real village please stand up? Listen, that piece right there, just that line. I mean, the whole piece has nothing but wisdom and truth in it. But will the real village please stand up? Listen, if y'all don't see the truth and the depth in that line, if we just look around us and we look at our youth, this generation, just all the different, you know, curses and things that have been passed through from generation to generation that we constantly try to break, and instead of us trying to really just come together, now it's like we turn a blind eye. Like that village of having somebody looking after your child while you're not there, while you hard at work, knowing somebody got your back.
Come on.
Somebody
come
gonna
on.
Get your kid and snatch him up and pull him to the side and give him some love tap so you can give him another love tap when they get home and let you know, listen, I got people watching. That right there is missing. Missing.
We ain't got
unfortunately,
it. We ain't got
that
it no
right
more.
There is just about dead because of the new generation of kids.
It is.
Who are like, if you touch their babies, right or wrong,
what?
They fight. They don't want to hear nothing about no village. They want to know
hey,
why
let
you
me
touching their babies.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about younger generation. I'm going to speak on my daughters because my daughters are the last old school kids that I know. Because my daughters, when they were younger, they used to watch, the whole neighborhood would drop their children off at my doorstep because they knew that my daughters could handle their kids. Like, they'd be like, I'm running around the corner to the store. Can little so-and-so stay over here with y'all? And we don't have that no more. We don't have where, I remember there was a parent on every block where in my neighborhood where I grew up at, and the parents got to know each other, and they would be like, "Yo, the kids is gonna be on your block. Watch out for them." We'd be down at the neighborhood park, and we would see somebody parent would pull up in the park parking lot, and they would try to act like they was just making a U-turn or whatever, but they was really going down there to make sure we was safe.
Yep, got that cat eye. You know how Martin Lawrence, I got my cat eye. The cat eye is on you, okay? We need that desperately because it's too much craziness going on in this world, and I wish parents would stop getting all up in their feelings and understand, like, people really trying to look you out, you know, be wanting to fight other parents or think their child can't do no wrong. Listen here, okay? You need to be happy that somebody got your back and cares instead of being so defensive, like, that piece was everything, sis. That piece was everything.
Indeed it was. You definitely reminded
Thank
us
you.
Of that.
Thank you.
That old school feeling, that love for family and unity in the neighborhood that is sorely lacking. And quite honestly, you know, it's not like it's impossible to come back, but it's a road to climb to get there.
Yeah.
But that piece
I'm gonna let
is
you know right
definitely
now.
Worthy
I'm gonna let
of
y'all know.
The collection plate, though.
I'm trying to tell. I'm gonna let you know right now. Anybody I love, don't ask me to babysit your kids if you don't want me to yoke them up when they get out of line. Cause I yoke them up. I'm just letting you know. Out of love, Kim love the kids, but listen, I get some correct. And we need to all have that same attitude because we had less of our babies dying out in the street if we did.
And with that being said, we are at the end of the host spit and the commentary that follows. You know how we do. We're going to go ahead and get back to the beginning of the show. Hey, you know what happens when you do that?
Well.
Almost hit the note. Hold on.
Whoa, Lord.
I'm going to blow everybody's speak out. Hold on. You have me hit that note. I'm going to blow everybody's speak out. But, yeah, so before they get me started,
go
I'm going to let them go
here.
Back
hit the note.
To the event page. And y'all not about to get encourage me to step out.
Go ahead.
Because I'll mess around and do the whole thing. Don't do it.
Juan now.
All of it. You see how they doing me? You see how they bullying me, y'all? Now, Jessica. Jessica. I want you to take your left leg and wrap it right around here. Now, I don't know how you feel about it. Look, I'm not going to play with y'all. I'm not going to play with y'all. I'm going to put y'all on the bench. Y'all got me started. I'm just going to – y'all get banged on. Y'all get banged on. Y'all be out here showing out. I'm going to go to the next caller. Y'all about to have me out here acting a fool. We got 445 in the building. I'm sorry about that, 445. I've got you back. Got you in here.
Hey, hey. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's happening?
What's good? Y'all killing it tonight. Oh, my God. From the music to everybody's poetry, y'all, going in. Can I please – all right, this is La Perla Negra. How y'all doing? Can I please reiterate on what y'all was just talking about that piece? Please. About
yeah,
the,
go ahead.
You know what, sis? You're so right, because it's not a community anymore. We used to be like one big family in our neighborhoods. It's not like that anymore. You could walk around a neighborhood and everybody knew you, and yes, two of the parents would come and they would watch you at the playground, or they would watch you in another section of the neighborhood, and the report would get back. And if you cut up, you got your ass tore up on the way home and told on. And it was all out of love. Look, it was all out of love. And because it's not as though we have more perverts. It's just that they have more access to us now because people don't give a shit.
Right.
So I'm
there was something going on recently. They were talking about how the community that surrounds you right now can literally be watching the crime happen and just walk by, just keep walking.
They've
shown where like somebody will snatch a kid, and the people just keep walking.
Yep.
So,
they call it some kind of syndrome. I call it not giving a shit no more. And I don't know where we went wrong, because we used to be such a tight knit community.
Every media outlet has made sure that we are desensitized in some way, shape, or form. It flooded us so much negativity that we barely feel anymore, unless it's personal, unless it hits home, unless it's a family member. If it's somebody else, shrug our shoulders and go make that money. But, yeah, appreciate you coming through. I know that you've been listening to the whole show, so I know that you're enjoying, and I'm glad that you've been here with us this whole time. Sorry for the wait. And I know you got some things you want to spit, so I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, yeah, I got to go behind y'all. This is a little piece. But it's a piece nonetheless. I call this Bathing Within. I would invite you in. These waters are mine. I am resting my spirit where the wild thing in me finds peace. Submerging my mind, my soul, my entire being in the pristine springs of island waters. The art of my soul bathing within the serenity of serene surroundings where nature is being charitable with me with visions of clarity, allowing me to treasure immense sounds emitting from the spirits of breath and water and love and life. Truth infused with pure love through a rich, lush life from the universe's original blueprint, and the wind speaking gentle poetry of Zen, as I cultivate the deepest relationship with one, revealing to me that deep within the forest of your own soul is the greatest place to journey in this world, holding tight to golden threads of the existence, the universe being spun by the hands of the Most High, capturing the voice of essential discipline, completely naked and deeply rooted in nature, wisdom, and joy. My footsteps in tune with all that is, bearing the cost of my generosity. This is knowledge of self, and that's their peace.
So there's so much that, you know, I like about this piece, but if you could give me the first stanza one more time, please.
Sure. I would invite you in. But these waters are mine. I am resting my spirit where the wild thing in me finds peace. Submerging my mind, my soul, my entire being in the pristine springs of island waters.
Now, the reason why I point out that is because, you know, it easily could be the first thought somebody has is that, oh, she's about to take it there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're being very, you know, introspective and philosophical and metaphorical, and I love that type of thing. And to be able to write like that and pull people in with the first line and then spread them out into this whole universe of thinking is a beautiful way to write. And I enjoyed that piece, so I'm thankful that you were able to make it out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, because I want people to understand you have to cleanse from within in order to gain knowledge. If you don't make room, you're not going to get in there. So that's pretty
right
much
on.
What it's about, you know.
Right on. Well, again, I'm thankful that you were able to still get in and be, you know, I'm thankful that you were patient. A lot of people are on the show waiting to get in, so means a lot that you guys stick around with us and allow us the opportunity to get you in. So appreciate you coming
Thank
by
you.
Once again, and looking forward mm-hmm. to what you bring to us next show. Oh, and before you go, if you don't mind, let us know about what you got going on Epiphany Radio.
Okay, sure. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, Monday nights is kind of on the fence, but I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with For Real Poet, CEO of Epiphany Radio, and Poetic. And every Wednesday night, I'm one-half host of the Erotic Love Zone. And we up to the end of our sex games for the week. I think we got next week is the last week, and that's it. So y'all bring us that piece. It's when it's called Make a Moan Monday.
Oh, shit.
I figured it.
All right. Well, you know, if you feel like putting that on the event page, feel free to do so. And hope to catch you next time.
Absolutely. One love, one mic.
Already. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. But before we do, we have 20 minutes before the end of this show and the beginning of overtime. So if you're listening on the computer, this is what happens. Once 11 gets here or midnight or depending on where you are, the show will end. You won't be able to hear anything else that's going on. So if you'd like to continue listening to the show, I need you to call in to 319-527-6300. We like to go into overtime depending on how many callers we have left to try to give everybody a chance to keep spinning. I understand that this, you know, it's a long show in that regard, you know, but if we got to do 3 hours to get everybody in, that's what we're going to do. And we have plenty of callers, but it looks like, you know, we'll be going in overtime pretty well. So, again, if you want to keep listening, press 319-527-6300 to call in and keep listening. If you want to spit, all you have to do is press 1, and we will do our best to get you in. We cannot promise that we will if you press 1 too late. A lot of callers in here, and by the time we get to the end of the show, we just may not be able to get you in. But with that being said, we got 216 in the building.
216 is definitely in the building. And I
yes,
have been 216
is.
I have been listening and just enjoying myself. I'm so happy that, you know, I can get to hear everybody's voice that I love and that I miss. And it's a long list. So I'm not going to call out everybody's name, but they know who they are. And definitely, definitely, I got to say, Pretty Paws. My God. I'm so happy
yeah.
to hear her. And it was
right
just,
on.
It's awesome. So.
Right on.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mama. But I know who it is. I mean, everybody may recognize your voice, but it might be a few people out there that's new to the game. Let everybody know who we have on the mic right now.
My name is given by different people for the last 15 years. Mama Oladeji, Mother Wit, Gangster Granny, All Around Queen, and Vicky Aqua, and Empress Wolf Mama in the building.
Already. All those names. That's what I'm talking about. It's good to hear your voice. You know, it's been a minute since you've been on the show. I know you've been over there just tearing up Clubhouse, but I'm glad you were
yes.
able to come through and give us a little time.
Well, tomorrow on Clubhouse is Iron Sharpens Iron, and I would love for all of y'all to come over there and give Poetic Black your pieces and Written in Pain, and they will tell you about your piece. Iron Sharpens Iron, 9 o'clock tomorrow on Clubhouse. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm doing words. I'm taking words that I know what the word means, but sometimes by me having COVID and double pneumonia, when I had it, I lost a lot of my memory. So I'm going back into my word bank and just making a poem from just a single word. So the word that inspired this poem was insidious. And
okay. Well, you got it. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. The mic is yours.
And, okay, and so speaking on mothers and children, when a child hurts itself and is crying, you can hear the mother say, shut up before I give you something to cry about. Okay, no, that is just bad parenting. So this poem is about Halloween. The moon was full. Halloween almost here. The night moon was bright. Visions of jelly beans and sorry, candy canes. Moon glows and moonbeams. Enticing children with sugary treats. Too anxious to sleep. Visions of sweets dancing near their halos. Now and laters under their pillows. Wolves and vampires hide near the tall willow. Weeping willows cast shadows and dance in the wind. All Saints Day, no longer hallowed. Sugar casts spells as they thicken the plot. Corn syrup and soda pop make chaos nonstop. The next day is on its way. Ghosts, witches, and goblins help to make children rambunctious, too hyped up to function. Halloween no longer an innocent game. Kit Kats, Jolly Ranchers, and Jawbreakers gaze at the stars in the October sky. Chemical concoctions. Children ingest invested in the rush. The children all cry. Goblins and scarecrows collecting more candy. The children are high. The sugar rush. They never hush. They never sleep. Boogeyman creeps. Crows fly. Chaos and mayhem and bellyache. And I heard Anthony say the intestinal fortitude is all over the place. All Saints Day is no longer hallowed. Pumpkin pies and jack-o'-lanterns. I wonder who's behind the myth that we should give these children those sugary gifts, sugary sweets, and then scold them when they can't sleep. Bubblegum in their hair, scared and afraid, too jittery. Who does this? And what does this hallowed day really represent? Well, I think it's ridiculous when you have a slew of sick and out of control monsters and mummies running amok. In short, the whole thing is now insidious. That's that piece.
Yes, indeed it was. It was the perfect piece of fall and the pictures that you painted. And I saw all the imagery, and then I saw the change, you know, from going from All Saints Day to the goons and the goblins. And just the way that you informed but also painted the picture was what did it for me in this piece. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. And I think that sums up the word insidious, because
absolutely,
basically, you know, it was supposed to be All Saints Day. Now it's just like an evil thing. I don't even know what's going on with that. So
right.
I know I participated in it when I was little too. And I know the children love it, but we now know that sugar is not something we should be giving our children that much of. And we just got to stop it with the sugar.
Already. Well, I'm glad that you were able to make it through tonight and share that piece of wisdom with us. And it is a fact. A lot of us do our best to keep, you know, the sugar away from those kids. But, you know, those kids can find a way to get that sugar easily today. They pass it out in school and all these other places. It's hard to get away from that. But at the same time, it's definitely understood what you're trying to get across. And hopefully, you know, you'll be able to make it back to the show next time we do this, a couple weeks from now. And always enjoy you when you come out.
Very welcome. I miss you so much, man. I'm glad I came over here and I'm glad that I'm back. Hey, Kimbrella. All right. One love.
All righty. This is Mama O coming through to do her thing. Just a reminder, you got 10 minutes left. If you want to continue listening to the show, call in to 319-527-6300. We'll go to the next caller. We got 832 in the building.
What y'all talking about, Willis?
What's happening, man? What's happening? How you feeling?
It's all good, man. It's the port, man. What's up, Keith? What's up, Trish? What's up, Kimbrella? Kimbrella hit me yesterday. Make sure she reminded me.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you're able to make it through this time. How you feeling?
Man, I'm all good, man. All good. No complaints here, man. I'm just enjoying the show, man. I got in right from the jump from Sun Toucher, you know what I'm saying? Angela be doing her thing. She's the cute. I always call her the cute queen poet. Always doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, I love it, man. Uh-huh. And she got such beautiful energy, man. You know what I'm saying? She make you smile when you just see her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when she spit, that's even better. You know what I'm saying? She is a great inspiration and motivation. But, yeah, the show been good, man. I've been enjoying everything, man. Everybody been doing their job, and I just came to join the team, and let's make something happen.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you've been enjoying the show. Sun Toucher definitely set us off right. And Joe did his thing coming behind her. You know, he kept the speed up. You know, and ever since then, man, it's just been on. So definitely been one of those shows, man. I always enjoy the elevation of poetry, you know, from the first caller on, man. You just never know what anybody's going to give, man. So it's been beautiful. And here you are.
Yeah, man, I truly do enjoy it.
To contribute as well.
Yeah, man, DePoy got to do his thing, man. I got to come. I got to share the love, man. You know what I mean? Got to.
Already. Well, man,
let's make it happen,
Captain. Let you do your thing, man. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Who knows what trials and woes to which a poet goes? The open and closed doors that they are faced with, attempting to free their souls, being reborn in spirit through the ink that flows. The seed that a poet plants eternally grows, as symbolized on the faces of the girls smiling front row. And the homies, they be in the back of the club and they be dapping each other up like man and whoa. And the older men and women, they just sitting and listening and say, nah, that's what I've been talking about. Reminiscing on days of old. It's all about the words. As a poet, I write because it hurts too much to cry. But as this ink flows from my pen, I am slowly eased inside because I weep onto these pages with words, rhymes, and phrases with alphabet teardrops in punctuated stasis. And as they crash into my notebooks, they are quickly absorbed because I force feed my loose leaf and it just still begs for more. Concrete feelings and emotions that are now etched in time. These are paper puddles that you can walk through in your journey to my mind. It's all about the words. They win woes and even soothe sad souls because words could open and close doors and even more, I suppose, because words could curl 10 toes if spoken right. And I know for sure because there is a possibility that there may be about 2 or 3 in here tonight that have knocked on my door before. Because clever colloquial combos of combos can convince even the choir club cutie to contemplate QT. And instead of hanging with their gaming, hating, conniving homegirls, I do believe that she would prefer to spend her time with a gentleman like me. And all of those tantalizing top-notch 20s and 10s that were strangers when the night began, they end up leaving the club a little early tonight for a little fornication under the consent of the king. It just depends. You know what I mean? Because a brother will say just about anything. He'll be in the back at the bar begging baby for a beverage by babbling and on about his bling. He is not concerned about getting into her body right now. He is trying to get into her brain. Can you comprehend that it is all about the words that you be saying? So whether written or spoken, words have a way of helping you cope, and when you are truly overwhelmed and you need a release, they may even explode into a story or a poem and articulate feelings and emotions like love, lust, and true devotion, conveying consciousness over commotion and creating consolation in the confines of the pages that they are being wrote on. And there is nothing at all that you have to worry about. All you have to do is just continue to roll on. And just like rain, I'm going to continue to pull on and so on and hold on and go on till I am no longer blessed with this witty, wordy, verbal ability, and there is absolutely no earthly way that I can go on because it is all about the words. In peace.
Look here, MJG. We calling my show like that, man, without no beat. Where the beat at, man? I know you got to have a beat for this right here, brother.
I could put it on the track in a quick minute.
Man, I'm saying, I'm sitting there listening to when you do the alliteration, man. The way that you flow into the alliteration part, it's that choppy flow. It's so reminiscent to me of MJG. And that's why I say that, man. Like, I love the flow that you do, dog. It's dope, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, like, when people ask me, like, you know, like, because I know I spit different than other people. People will be sitting there asking me, like, you know, what it is or why, how you do it. I'm like, in my mind, I see my words are a rhythm. That's the music. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
If I'm looking at the page, I'm riding my words like a rhythm, like a track. Like in my mind, that's how it's coming out in my mind. So
that's exactly
how I spit it. I spit it like it's like a song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I'm like a music behind it, but in my mind
right.
it's only just my words, and so that's the only thing I see, and that's what I do. And when I write, because I want to emphasize everything I'm speaking about when I make sure I'm talking, when I understand it, everybody else can understand what I'm talking about, and I'm placing the emphasis in the proper places, and that makes sense in my mind. And I just spit.
Right. Man.
And I'm riding.
Everybody
that
got their own flow, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's
yeah.
what's unique about the poet. You know, we could be talking about the same thing, but how we say it
mm-hmm.
has the impact.
Man.
So, you know, that's what brings people in. So, you know, another poet might be saying exactly what you're saying, but the way they say it isn't intriguing. But the way you say it
yeah.
makes somebody's ear, you know, perk up. But hold on, what do you say? Rewind that. Let me get back to that. And that's the
yeah.
difference between, you know, what moves certain people and what doesn't move certain people. That's why I say there's always room for everybody under this umbrella,
yeah.
under the sun, basically, for poetry, because, you know, you never know what reaches the next person, man. So I always appreciate that. But, man, definitely enjoy your flow, man. You had a lot of lines in this piece, man. But I tell you, there was something that the stanza that you were talking about, force-feeding your loose leaf, and that right there just really stuck out to me. You know what I'm saying? Because as a writer, man, sometimes you got to. Because for
yep.
me, the words don't flow as easy as they used to. And I might need to just keep pushing, you know. And
yeah,
that just stuck out to me. But, it may mean something else to somebody who's listening differently. But that's how it hit me. You know what I'm saying? So definitely enjoy your work, man. I'm glad you made it through tonight. It's been a minute since you've been on here.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It has, man. I've been working a lot, man, and I've been missing y'all, man. I said, man, I need to get back up in the scene, man. And then Cabrera hit me yesterday, and I was like, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there.
All right.
And I enjoy it, man. And I mean, as poets, we're supposed to give our gifts away. We ain't supposed to keep them. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
You ain't supposed to. When God gave us a gift to give away. You know what I mean? It's Christmas every time we spit. You know? And
man, that's a good way of saying it right there, bro. Right
yeah.
on.
You know, and so, I mean, I got love for all the poets, all the artists, everybody that expressed themselves on the mic, man, that's got the courage to get up and just express themselves, you know, and share it with the world, man. That's what it's about.
Indeed.
I'm H-Town
Indeed.
All day, man. All day, man. And I do shows all around here, man. And I got another one coming up in November, man. But, hey, man, I just want to say much love to all artists that's on here tonight, that have been on here tonight, that have rode the whole show out and everything else, and supporting, man, because we're supposed to look out for each other. We got to support each other. And if we don't nobody else pump us up, I bet we could pump ourselves up, you know?
That's how it should be, man. And that's real talk, brother. And, yeah, I'm not too far from H-Town, man. I got my homie Keese out there in H-Town, so I definitely need to, you know, mess around with y'all, man, and come through and support y'all as well. So appreciate you, man, coming through. Hopefully, you know, catch you next time. Might mess around and be in your city one of these days.
Already, man. Just let me know, man. Inbox, man. Let me know something, man, whatever. I'll let you know when this next show coming up, too, and everything, man. Y'all keep holding
that's
it down, fun. Man.
Already.
One love.
One love, one mic. One man coming through, doing his thing. We're going to go to the next call. We got 540 in the building. You there? Uh-oh. That sound like somebody asleep. We got a CPAP machine over there. Oh, shit. You'll go ahead to that next call with us. This is not the CPAP machine show. This is Renaissance Poetry. We got 615 in the building.
Hey, Mr. Keith. This is C34 Music. How are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the show. This is like one of the first times I've listened to most of the show, and all the brothers and sisters did their thing. So I'm blessed to have heard it.
Right on, right on. I'm glad, man. This is, it's always something, man. This show here it's never, you know, the same thing, because even though we might have, you know, poets come through and a lot of the poets are the same, nobody's spitting the same type of genre all the time. Nobody's, you know, pushing you off of your square and making you kind of do what they did, because that's the energy. Like, this show builds itself and people stick to what they want to do, and nobody's influenced by another person. That's what I love about this show, man. They just do their thing.
Exactly. I mean, there's no competition in here and people trying to better each other. They're staying in their lane, doing what they do, and that's what I appreciate about this show.
Oh, really? Well, man, I'm glad that you were able to stick around and listen to the show for as long as you have. Definitely looking forward to what you got going on. I'm looking to see what you done mixed into this piece, man, that I need to catch. So I'm going to let you do your thing and press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Dirty. I will not be victimized or minimized by how you criticize me for not giving in to the lies. Keep your distance and show that same energy. Whether friend or family, you're not offending me in efforts to pretend to be caring for me anyway. I'll let the chips fall where they may. But ask yourself a question. Do you feel lucky? If so, go ahead, make my day. Try to convince me that it works and there's no changes to your DNA. You call me dirty, a scourge to the earth. You say that I'm to blame for how sick the world is because I refuse to remain a servant slaving on a job. Realizing I have a purpose, my body is my temple, it's God's, not the government that I worship. You believe the numbers the media says. Wait a minute. Here's a commercial paid for by Big Pharma. Ask your doctor if this works for you. Side effects blurted out so fast as happy people dancing in a circle while hospitals are short-staffed, as well as where I was fired from nursing homes. 30 years I washed the cracks of your old decrepit ass, and this is the motherfreaking thanks I get? I was celebrated as a frontline hero. Now I'm 0-30, told I can't work here because you think I'm dirty, as you take more shots than Ben Simmons did in Philadelphia. Show some respect, says your president, and I said to hell with him. I'm not of this world anyway, so the topic's irrelevant. Listening to all these rumors in a social club full of jealousy, I'm separate. And independent of thought. Injection, fellas. I said hell to the gnaw. While the government gnaws and gnashes their teeth because their plans have been revealed and I see their cavities, I'm a pain they want to get rid of and they want to decapitate. A man who won't cooperate and deemed enemy of the state. I must be a legend because even free will won't slap my face. I walk this narrow road with natural immunity to confuse your foolish heart. That's a Steve Perry reference. And I'm on a journey with open arms, knowing I'll be all right without you, not caring who's crying now. These comments, take them any way you want it. I'm going to stay faithfully walking in these separate ways through God's gate and let the faucet rip. By the way, I thought 400 years of slavery ended in 2019. Why are you accepting supremacy of so-called white men? My constitution is never prostituted as I pooped on Biden, and I don't waste my time on what the government decides here. They don't have nothing to do with my assignment from God. I grind them into a fine mist using the art of fighting without fighting. I've got the eyes of tigers as a descendant of Daniel writing ciphers in the lion's den. My rhymes define how you've been mind freaked. And this is the medicine prescribed with a time release. In peace.
Yes. Schooling them. Look, I like the Steve Perry. I like the Journey reference. Like how you know, like to throw music in your pieces, man. But hearing what you're talking about and how you initially talking about being the problem and how it made me think of how easily, you know, black people have been pointed to as some sort of leech on the government. When individuals like Brett Favre has literally taken welfare money out of the mouths of babies so that his daughter could have a nice volleyball stadium. And the thing about nobody's talking about it. But the thing about it that bugs me, your piece just pushed this into the forefront for my mind. He literally has text messages going back and forth where he knows what the fuck he's doing. He knows what he's asking for, and he's asking whether anybody find out what he's doing and where the money came from. And ain't nobody talking about that. But they would still take a black face in a welfare line and use that as the what it looks like to be on welfare is us. We're the drain on the government. It's ridiculous. But that piece really pushed me to, you know, it made me think like that because of what you were saying. But this piece covered a lot. The nursing home situation, the you know, you had to put in the washers, the crack of the, you had to do that, man. You had to put it up. I didn't need that image, dog. That's all I'm saying. But I enjoyed this piece, dog, man. Enjoyed where you were coming from with it, man. So I'm glad you were able to come through and spit it. It's a different perspective. And just like I said before you started, you never know what anybody's going to talk about. And the poetry has been so diverse tonight. This poem definitely added to the diversity, man. So thanks for coming through.
Hey, I just wanted to let them know that, you know what? You got to watch out with what you put in your body because it might change you.
Right on, man. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you'll be able to come through again and school us and give us some more musical references in your pieces. And, you know, see you next time, bro.
All right. One love, one mic to all of you.
Already. Yes. The double 34 doing his thing. We got 832 in the building.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody.
Oh, wait a minute. You back in here?
Yep.
You didn't press one again, did you?
Listening to the show the entire time.
Okay, well, shoot. Let me go and put you back on there. They put you back in line somehow. They put you back in line. All right, man. I'll come back if we got time. Go to the, we got 251 in the building.
What's happening?
What's going down?
Yeah,
who do we have on the mic right now?
Already,
how you doing, brother?
I'm all right. How y'all?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. Good to have you on the show, brother. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good, man. Good to be back. Love what y'all doing.
Already, man. This is one of those nights, man. It's been really dope hearing all these poets. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have, so I'm not going to hold you up. I'm pressing mute. Mic is yours.
I remember believing I could live a peaceful life of my innocence. Deluded naively, grossly dominated my remembering. It was reinforced to me how important it is that I always remain considerate. It was chilling to see how few people echoed a similar sentiment. It's criminal how many are thrown into this cold world shivering, stepped over by the indifferent, and exploited by the venomous. They take advantage of your kindness and insult your intelligence. Narcissistic personalities that do anything to stay relevant. Evil in disguise, They look for sweet girls and nice guys. With deceitful smiles, they seek ways to control your mind. They connive without reason, a rhyme and conspire to dull your shine. Looking for somebody to leech off of is their definition of a daily grind. Somewhere in these previous seasons, somebody woke up a dormant demon that's been assigned before I could start walking, talking, and teething. But only it's not a demon. It's just a demon to a demon. A beautiful monstrosity who believes killing them softly is costly. I'd do anything to get these maggots up off me, beat them to amnesia so they forget they ever wronged me. Then I'd probably get chastised by somebody with a colonized mind who somehow believed that the rollover and die is divine. If your leader's not telling you to be a leader, then your leader's a pimp. If the leader meets an untimely death, then the movement dies with them. See, cowards have nothing to show, just empty rhetoric that stunts your growth. If I have to give up my life, only pray to give them hell before I go. Yes, sir, I lay them down to the bittersweet end, because war and bloodshed is the only thing spirits of disorder comprehend. See, I stay ready to rumble, like the boxing announcer Michael Buffer. Summon the primordial thunder to the foundation of oppression crumble to a fine dust. The Maroons were the catalyst for the Emancipation Proclamation. Regular uprisings on those plantations made them sign them freedom papers. Wasn't no marching, just banging, and retaliations for whippings and hangings. Showed them how they felt about their enslavement with death reserved for child molesters and rapists. Nat Turner, Bookmine, Dessalines, Lelvacher, even without a physical body, possessed a fighting spirit so pure. Those of us who unite in the name of freedom remain dangerous. Salute to Boosa in Bahamas and in Mexico, Gaspar Yanga. Then down further to the famine of South America, counter the terror in the form of Capoeira. Queen Ya Asante Wa and the nation of Ashanti people. In Angola, Queen Nzinga, be still my heart, have you seen her? The sisters of Ethiopia had skills on the battlefield. They went so hard that the invaders rather fight the men. Shaka Zulu, he represented, he left the British skittish, led his people into resistance, and ultimately bid them good riddance. And now, I got a shout-out to Mau Mau Kenya. Y'all, we are a mighty people, and I'm going to need you to remember. Thank you.
Bro, you better spit that, especially toward the end and how you talked about those African tribes, man, and those queens and kings that were doing it. Definitely made me think of the Woman King that came out. Man, I need to see that movie, dog. Been looking forward to
seeing it. I heard some pretty decent reviews about it myself.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in that. I'm going to have to check that out, man. Definitely put that on my mind with that piece. But there's a line, man, if you don't mind getting back to, I just want to hear it one more time. You said the beautiful monstrosity. If you could just give me that one back.
Yeah. Somewhere in these previous seasons, somebody woke up a dormant demon that's been inside me before I could start walking, talking, and teasing. But only it's not a demon. It's just a demon to a demon, a beautiful monstrosity who believes killing you softly is costly.
That's a hell of a lie right there, brother.
You know, we've been
pointing out.
Yeah, we got to come out here. It's like what happened is a lot of times, like you know, we got these images and whatnot about the enslavement era and whatnot, about how it makes us look like we're just so acquiescent to those conditions, and it kind of shaped the way we think. I know I've dug in my family tree. The women, they were seers, they were spiritually endowed, and the men was not going for the BS, you know what I'm saying? And so I know I got shooters in my family tree, you know what I'm saying, who got themselves out of bad situation. You understand? And so, you know, that's the, you know, and so I'm grateful that they have lived, you understand, and they have given some of their sight and their vision. They survived in order to have those experiences and then pass them down through their genes. You know, and so, again, there's a time to be spiritual. There's a time to be humble and, you know what I'm saying, pray to God and, you know, pray to whoever you're going to pray to. But then there's, you know, contrary to the popular belief, there's a time to whoop some ass too.
Already. And that, I think that gets lost because a lot of people do think, you know, they like to say, we're not our ancestors. You don't know what our ancestors did. Everybody didn't just bow down. You know, you're not paying attention to history if that's what you think, that we just bowed down and just took it. That's not what happened. So definitely, you know, something that needs to be known, because we've always been fighters and we've been survivors. And you got a little bit of both. You have some people that fought to the death. You have some people that found a way to survive through it. But we were never just okay with it. We were not just, you know, okay, you got us. Like, nah, it was never. There was always a fight. There's different ways to fight.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, brother, man. Hope to catch you next time on the show, man. I always enjoy when you come out.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Keep doing your thing.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're doing this thing. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 937 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who do we have the pleasure of having spit for us tonight?
This is Adrian Simone, poet Sugarbrow.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
It has carried me through my work night. It has been amazing. Yes, I've been able to listen. Haven't been able to be on the event page much, but it has given me what I need. So it's been a dope show.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being able to listen while you're at work and then be able to press one. So we got a few broom closet individuals who are trying to get in here tonight. So we appreciate you making it in. And I'm not going to hold you. I know you got to do your thing. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Pour a libation for the dearly departed soul that escaped my lips in a whisper of your name. Moans mourning the loss of consciousness, of awareness of time and space. Say some words over my body, your heat turning my flesh to ash in the wind. Manifestation. Ask and it shall be done until blessed be pleasure raging in my veins, explosive like an aneurysm. Your essence is my life support. Vent your frustration on my throat with no regard to esophageal tendencies to get choked up on long syllables. I'll swallow what I've heard. Pour a library into my mouth and these hits will write you books. Recite the alphabetical order of your DNA. Just pour something smooth for me. Because I have a nasty secret fantasy. I want you to spit for me. Open my legs and grab my hips for me. We both can part our lips if you let the water drip free. Tell me to open my mouth and my jaw lowers like a moat. To taste your salivary essence is my hope. I want to taste. Mouth watering as you gather the right words and let them spill into my oral cavity. Once a taboo, now a crave. Your lips are your slaves. Your waves are the goddamn that broke my back. My mountains arch towards the heavens. I touched the sun and he shined right back. That night we signed an erotic contract. My soul elevated so high when you puffed your lips against my clit. The angels caught a contact. You must have been smoking that la-la. Had me moaning like, ah, ah. Got me so high, I witnessed rain falling from above the clouds. The puddles formed silently, but the splashing was loud. Your kiss much sweeter now and later. I craved to taste the flavor. Cooling in the recesses of your mind. I wonder if you got the time today to meet me in the bedroom, your liquid silk held in reserve. I wonder if you'll spit for me. I want my mouth water-shipped with words in peace.
Oh, damn, look here. I'm going to need you to go back to this line here and give me this stanza before you got to get up there. Pour a library into your mouth and what? Give me that stanza back.
Pour a library into my mouth and these hits will write you books. Recite the alphabetical order of your DNA. Just pour something smooth for me.
It's a cold-blooded line. It's so clever. And I love how, you know, when you write these pieces, and I understand that this is, you know, too old for me, so I'm trying to, you know, put on my big boy britches and talk about this piece. But the way that you can write about erotica and break it into these types of lines that are so full of images. Then to take it and change it to something that's more recognizable, like books or words or science or anything like that, and then make it so clever that we know exactly what you're talking about by using these words. This is a perfect example. I love that type of poetry. And this line stuck out to me because it's so intelligent, because it's about books, a library word. But I know what you're saying, so that's what's dope about it. And I appreciate you being able to come through and share this piece. I know that you're at work, so, you know, grateful that you were able to listen to the show and also share. So thanks again. Hopefully you'll be able to come back and do it again next time.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, you just got a birthday coming up, so I think you're going to be old enough to mention what's in this poem.
Oh,
that's all I got to say.
Throw me under the bus like that. Okay. All right. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller since, you know, it's like that. Oh, wait a minute. We got 817 in here? Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, 817 in the building. What's happening? Let everybody know who we're talking to tonight.
Well, this is Tony B.
Already, how you been?
I've been well.
That's what's up. You missed the show last time, so I'm glad you made it back.
I did, yes. I just got off of work not too long ago and put on something comfortable and sat down and did a quick, short piece just so I could do a little something tonight.
Already. Well, I'm glad that, you know, you're feeling the poetic spirit coming right off of work, writing pieces, coming on here to spit. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. You one of them poets. You know, you want to start acting like, you
know,
you ain't got it like that. Okay. All right, we'll see what you wrote since you try to downplay. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Cinnamon Kisses. He loved the taste of danger. Said she pulled him in before he ever met her. He whispered to me, "I can see by the way you walk that pussy knows how to talk." He wasn't lying. The way his warm, wet lips landed on danger sent a chill throughout all my erogenous arms. All I could think about was him giving me cinnamon kisses all over my mouth. The way he devoured me, consumed every bit of me. He mumbled and moaned, hands closed in tighter around my hips as he drew me in, face deeper into ecstasy. He lost himself face deep in me. The vibrations on my clitoris, if cinnamon were a Hershey's Kisses, yeah, I felt the way I tasted. I melted, and he gave me my cinnamon kisses. In peace.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. Y'all be you are not fooling nobody, man. Come on. You just wrote this piece.
Yes, it was
just
short.
Came off of work
thrown
and just,
together.
Okay. Thrown together. Okay. All right, poet. You just came in and threw this torrential downpour of erotica right after work, and it's all kind of loose. You know, it ain't nothing. Okay. Yeah. That whole poem just described, like, probably 30 minutes of serious lovemaking. But it wasn't that. It was just, you know, just wrote a little chapter. All right.
You
y'all ain't fooling
me. It was a little
me.
Something
I'll
on my
you,
mind.
The poets that come through and say that, I'll just get more prepared for it. Because, like, I know you got something there. Like, that's like the thing that people say when they know they're finna come kill it. Oh, I just got a little something for you. Like, I'm prepared now. Y'all can't fool me. Y'all got to say something else now to get. Y'all not going to rattle me. I know you.
Well, gratitude that you think it was a good piece. I thank you for that.
You know,
literally,
the way you spit it, with the way you spit it, you know it was a good piece. You owned the hell out of that piece. I ain't finna play with you. I appreciate you coming through and doing your thing, but I ain't no fool.
Thank you.
I understand. You knew that shit was dope. That's why you was ready to spit it. You knew it was dope. You knew you was gonna spit it, dope. You use your girl six voice on everybody. So it ain't my fault what happened in your inbox. That's all I'm telling you. It ain't my fault. Don't blame me.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you. Gratitude.
All right. Appreciate you coming through and making time right after your shift. And, you know, hopefully you'll make it to the next show and share some more of your little work.
Indeed. Indeed.
All right. That was Tony B coming through acting like she ain't no poet. We got 562 in the building. And what looks like a show killer right behind that. So we got 562 in the building.
Renaissance poetry. Y'all got my pen inking. So I'm adjusting my flow. Hear this like you want to be part of me. Call me temptation. Yes, I'm a fiend out to get it. This be my thing. In these lines, read my mind. You know what I mean. So big day, and buying my books in Belgium now. I got them hungry for me. Sounds like R&B. They even dubbed me the Will Downing of poetry. And to think, I'm just complicated passion. Now, we all flow differently. Some of us flow rhymes and call it therapy. She said, my words have ways, so I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. I couldn't speak a foreign language, so I translated love to her as though I were the Rosetta Stone, flowing lines of seduction, sharing ancient memories of a lost civilization. And she would find this dark man being the sun, flowering her emotions. And this prelude would lead me to foreplay after the conversation. Her and music like night echoes, smooth jazz, skin deep traces flowing through me. She'd be a flower capturing the sun, a melody I so want the keys to, being those aftertouches coming inside of her. And we'd be a prelude to seduction. You see, it was a framed love affair. I got dreams, they come, they go. Night's longing, it's you. So far, I'm conquering this air, wanting real picture framing you, lying there so close. Tender pillow squeezes, soft they be my name. I am complicated passions, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio. Thank you.
That's how we do. That's how we do it now, man.
Sometimes you gotta flow differently, you know. You know how it is. You know how it is. You know, you gotta come with something new. You can't be the same all the
man.
Time. You know, you gotta be different.
Yeah. No, you're right. I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go ahead and press mute because he already on it. Came
yeah,
in.
You
I
gotta
got
go
to say Mike is yours. Mike was yours. You just right
oh,
out
yeah.
the gate.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I'm thankful for Renaissance Poetry. I'm thankful for Cambrella Renee reminding me that there was a show because I got the invite, and I'm like, I'm going. And I was even on earlier when the little preview thing was going on, and yeah, I was doing sound check. That was earlier in the day, and I'm like, I done missed the show.
Oh, that was you?
Missed the show. That was me. Y'all should open my mic and let me spit something because I was ready to spit something. You know, I'm like, I need to
yeah,
spit
I see,
something.
Yeah, I see. We were just trying to get the music together, man. It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
When people call in and somehow end up in there. We just try to, you know, set the music up or whatever. But, yeah, man.
You know, I was doing a sound check. You know, when you call in early and say, listen, what time does this show start? Because I'm on the West Coast, so sometimes I forget. You know, is it 7 or is it 8 or what? You know, and I just called in to see for Blog Talk to tell me, your show would start in an hour and 15 minutes or something like that. Then I would have been right on time.
Right.
You know? I could have been early.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you coming through, man, and doing your thing. It was definitely dope how you came through and spit that, man. I wasn't even ready, but, you know, you had some lines there, obviously, and definitely some good poetry, man. And I see you talking about your books in Belgium and all of that, man. So I ain't mad at your book.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to put on the event page, please feel free to do so. Any links to your books or anything like that. And
so I can find the event page. No, I need to get tagged. I need to get my name put in so it's going to pop up and say.
Kim tagged you. Kim tagged you on the event page. She got you on there.
I need to refresh my page.
Yeah, you're on there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yep, it was a refresh. So my website will be up next week. It is darkmanblues.com. I actually read a poem from the new book that's coming out. It's called A Prelude to Passion. Of course, there'll be a lot of other things that's coming up on my website. You'll be able to check out. You know, I have a couple of books that's going to be on there. And so it's cool. Just darkmanblues.com. Yeah, I'm going to go right into the event page and have some fun.
All right, that's what's up, man. Thanks for coming out and supporting Renaissance Poetry and Epiphany Radio, man. Look forward to checking you out next time.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I will see you in 2 weeks. You guys be back in 2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace.
All righty. Samuel Rain coming through, you know, kicking the door in with his poetry tonight. So we got the show killer in here. We're going to end the show with this individual. Let them do their thing. We appreciate everybody who came out and hung out with us tonight and stuck it out with us during overtime. We got a lot of callers that are still listening, so that means a lot. And we're going to bring in this last caller here. We got 445 in the building.
Yo, what it do, what it do, what it do. What's up, little bro?
What's happening, man? I'm glad you were able to make it to the show this time around, bro. How you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great, man. Feeling groovy. I'm up at the plantation, but I've been listening to the show, man, and the vibe has been just right. I love it.
That's what's up, man. I know that you've been able to listen to a lot of the shows we do, but you haven't been able to really get in here and spit. So, you know,
right.
Missed you last time, man. You almost made the cut, but then you had to go. So I'm glad you were able to get in here tonight. So, man, I don't want to hold you. I don't want anything to mess up this opportunity for you to spit, man. So I press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. In America, it's like every day it takes all of me to move forward in America. Black and strong, gotta be strong and black in order to keep moving forward. It's like that in America. Like if I didn't believe in God, this whole thing would be over for me. America, move after move back and forth like a pawn across this chessboard of life, constantly denied your rights, placed in a place left vulnerable without an escape, struggling just to breathe while you write these scripts to take that same breath up out of me and my child. How can we as a people keep our children alive while evading the rook in the night, captured by the Bishop Welding hits Butcher's knife in America? What a life. Every day wars are waged in America, games played in America. Like pieces on a chessboard are always ending with checkmate. At the end of the day, though, America, tired of playing these games, my nigga. This is my life. World run by dummies pretending to be wise, making moves being made none for the people's benefit. We live in poverty while the rich continue to get paid in America. Come on, be a nice nigga for real. Nah. I'm going to keep it real. See, the axe forgets, but the tree remembers over 400 years of a bloody past, yo. Invited to look back at the aftermath, I take a pass, though. Grab my pistol, slap a orange motherfucker with my bicho, use lowercase digits to make small of the races that sat at the Capitol. make clay bricks out of horse shit and build a wall around it. From that White House to the outhouse with politics, I wipe my ass with it. Turds in pointed white robes running it. 400 years of slavery, yet they ain't finished. Now it's women. They want paybacks from that Me Too movement. And shit. Don't you get it? Your body's just like that slave they once had. They want to own it, control it, tell you what you can and cannot do with it. Huh? Fuck that shit, yo. Did these motherfuckers forget they work for the people? Me and you, yo, politics. See, these assholes don't know who they fucking with. These motherfuckers be like two-ply, so I wipe my ass with it. Huh? Like diarrhea running down the legs of a constipated government full of shit. With grand plans of making this country great for all of them once again, huh? For only them once again to enslave all the Nubians, to wipe out all the melanin, huh? From sea to shining sea, see, Roe versus Wade, huh? Now it's the body of women you want to enslave, huh? America, huh? America, huh? God's played a prank on thee, huh? Devoid of good or brotherhood, I speak on all the bullshit that I've seen. America done took a shit on me. So I figure this is that the sum of niggas multiplied by the number of niggas lost on slave ships that didn't make it. Subtract that number, round off that figure to the nearest sum, equate that square root of each and every cotton picker, every house nigger, every chicken Georgian, every fiddler, every kizzy, equate all that up and start digging ditches, call them graves in honor of Kunta Kinte, and one by one start putting y'all asses in them. America. My nigga, what the fuck, nigga? That sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit when you spit shit. So go ahead for real. They say it, spit that shit. I don't fear that shit. See, my pen won't sit back, society. You gotta get wicked. You better get it. Get back. Get back and watch these African drummers get wicked. Rewoken our ancestors' spirit, ancestral spirit. Can't you hear it? I can. They say go on for real, spit it. Spit that shit. David Bach wrote that shit. I just borrowed it, my nigga. They brought us here over waters that were deeper. On a good ship, Jesus, they seized us. From overseas, they see us. They see us not as human beings, but as King Kong and Mighty Joe Young. That's bananas. See, but that's how they see us. Through this sea, from shining sea, that view that is unseen by us. In a land where justice is unjustly kept from just us. Will we ever overcome? When will we see where we be? Right here where we be, this sea from shining sea, this freedom, this emancipation proclamation. Oh, say can we see? Oh, say can we see? Oh, say can he see? Shut the fuck up. There are still places in America where you can't travel at night or wanna be. Celebrities buying foreign Negro babies like they puppies while thousands of black babies in America go starving. Y'all starting shit overseas got us in your army dying or returning home and being reminded that here, nigga, you don't belong. You're just a darky, a monkey, but they can't see that all we ever wanted was peace and to be released from this modern-day slavery. You pissed all over my ancestry, and like cattle, you took hot metal and branded me. You took all my people from Africa and scattered us, and like Tarzan, you create this man, your image, and gave us your religion, and you want us to believe? Nigga, please. On TV, they show African children with big bellies. They show our ghettos, but we know Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Soweto. You brought us to a place where we have no choice to be. Raped and robbed us from our heritage and our ancestry, and from the cradle right out of the crib, you stole and sold our kids. Now today, here we go again. No more rope. but they are still lynching my people, though. See, you found a new way, so behind gates you enslave by marking our men as felons, choked by the system, rights to vote revoked and shit. Anything with melanin is condemned and shit, while the government gives out kickbacks to these private-owned prisons if they don't fill them and shit. No more rope. But they still lynching us, though. Yet so many are hung, but still so many of us are straightening our hair and bleaching our skin and cooning buffoon acts to be like one of them. And at some point in time, when their melanin can no longer hide them, they always come back, and they fade right back to black. See, but God has a hand clap that'll slap you with your tender at sea. But I'm at my ape pack. Huh? This is where I go ape at. Huh? Some people are comfortable with their reality, but the reality is that it's not their reality. Excuse me for being judgmental, but there's some dysfunction in the mental capacity to make a motherfucker believe in the bullshit that they see on TV. Figure it out, nigga. It's make-believe. It's what today in society wants you to see. You see, when you no longer dream, they write this scene just for you, telling me just for you on a TV screen, just for you. And another one of us dead by the hands of the red, white, and blue. And the reality is we're being desensitized by all this shit that we're seeing on TV. We are digressing while there's a purge and they're going from door to door while we like chimpanzees on the front of the TV on all fours screaming out, evolution, evolution, when we should be screaming out, revolution. Ain't that some shit, my nigga? See, evolution is a change in heritable traits of biological populations over successive generations, and their religion is the bullshit that will take you further away from heaven. So they saying that soon every ape in all the zoos will snatch the keys and be free to move in at a tree near you. In America. I smell their fear in America. Black enough to smell the illness. Black enough in America, but when will I be black enough for justice in America? And my people said, go on and spit that shit, my nigga. My nigga, what the fuck, nigga? That sickness brought off the sickness of sick shit when you spit shit. Go ahead, for real, they said, spit that shit. So I grabbed my mic and threw the stand and I spit that shit. For real.
I saw you in the motherfucking show. That's how you end the motherfucking show, dog. You better spit. Man, you had all kinds of shit going on in this piece, dog. But I'm telling you, when you started singing the Star Spangled Banner, and said, shut the fuck up. I was done over here, dog. I'll tell you. That was a crazy piece, man. It was a crazy piece. I got to get some help on that one, man. I got to get the sisters up in here, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, baby girl.
Jeez.
What's up, baby?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
I am standing.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he got
me
standing up, pacing the floor. Yo, you spit the shit out of that piece, my brother. Oh,
hey, thank you, man.
That was bananas. Bananas. God,
I was trying to hold that for a whole spit, but, you know, I couldn't hold it in no longer.
Nah, you brought that right in when it was supposed
man.
To come in.
No.
Right
yeah, definitely,
in.
That was a great
whole
time.
Host spit just wasn't lining up for you, man. But we needed to hear that. You needed to get that off the chest,
yes.
man.
All praises to the Most High for that alignment that came in right on time. That's how you close a motherfucking
man.
Show right here. The CEO of Epiphany, baby. For real, the poet.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all got my face hurting right
man.
Now.
No.
Yes.
Yo, Big Bro, I gotta tell you something.
first of all, let me just say this before the blog talk lady cut us off. Y'all came through and showed out for Renaissance, for Epiphany, for the art. Y'all got me so inspired. My pen wasn't trying to move nothing this week. But I'm telling you right now, after this show, I know I'm going to write something. And for real, after that, I am hyped. Oh, my God. Man, this was an excellent
show. Come on. Straight from the pool closet. Come on.
Tarachi. Kim, brother, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you, little brother Keith. I'm glad I was able to get in,
man. Hey, you know what it is, bro, man.
Hey, we're going to have
through. I always enjoy hearing you spit, man. You know, it's just something about them signatures, ha, when you spit that I just, you know, just hype me up. You ain't got to be saying, you know, macaroni and cheese, ha. It's just whatever you're doing with it, just, you know, you be setting me off, dog. You know what I'm saying? I love hearing you spit, man. You know, for you to end the show, dog, was dope.
Man.
So I'm glad that we were able to get you off in here, man, and do your thing. I want to add to, you know what they said, this show is always what it is because of the poets that come through and spit. Y'all make our day a whole lot more than y'all understand. You know, we come to the show sometimes, our energy is not where we want it to be, but y'all put us in a space, man, where we can literally enjoy poetry, because that's the reason we're here is poetry. You guys do that. Right. You know, hopefully we give it back to y'all and inspire y'all the same way y'all inspire us.
Indeed. Well said.
That's right.
Yes, it was.
And with that being
said, we're going to go ahead and end the show with the only song that I think fits after hearing this man spit what he spit. And I'm going to press it in a minute here. I just want to say this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we'll catch y'all again in a couple of weeks. Peace.
Love.
Hello, everybody.
More mic.
Recording live.
More love.
Somewhere.
Lord of the Mercy. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now. Listen. Say hi, Dick. Get your rolling hip hop. Say Jay Rose. Get your rolling hip hop. Redefinition. Say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Dog. Come to Rocket Shot.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. You're holding out the half of it, forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blasting with accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connecting like a rent house from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents, all the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they send the crew at to where the police react. Selling quality, equality, just tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust, cause instead of fabulous life, look pretty. What a pity, blunts are still 50 cents. It's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body. You must know karate and think you're full as bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type. Who'd have thought they was fronting? Talking loud like you and RCA. Get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. Most of it's not quality. We came to rock it on to the system. Best alliance in hip-hop. Bye.
Keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax, we're taking it back. Red Hook where we're living at. Clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows, my tribe grows. Enable me to rock flows. Striving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nose colossal. True original, we were apostle. Standing on a rooftop
with the Zulu Gustavo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history of fitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty, you gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats that hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto, 360 milliliters for all the believers in miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheetahs, a cypher. Who complete us as we come through your receivers? You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader. Good Jesus, no seven quality, just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, eat up.
One, two, three.